Night of the Pips for Coca-Cola.
That was fun. Candy Cane Madness. Lowell George and the Factory on the album Where the Action Is. Los Angeles Nuggets 1965 to 1968. Previous to that, Lucy Baines by the American Four. Bye 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 the Band. Just Give Me Time. The In. Before that, My Obsession. The Rolling Stones from the album Between the Buttons. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 78 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
parents got my boots.
Mr. O'Corny, I mean boss, I didn't see A plane or even B, C, or D plane.
Ernie, these are very, very, very special guests. They aren't arriving by plane. They will be arriving via shipwreck. Oh, here comes someone washing up on the shore right now, clinging to an oar. They look like they might need the breath of life.
If it's mouth to mouth they won't get it from me. I only do mouth to south. Oh, it's two people, a man and a woman. And they're alive. They are crawling towards us.
Yes, Ernie, they arrive alive with fantasies on their mind, and their fantasies will come true. But what they experience on Ecstasy Island may be the toughest task of all, for there is a cost to having your dreams come true.
This couple looks really miserable. Why are they here?
The woman coughing up seaweed over there used to be famous. At least, part of her was.
I know everybody who knows anybody, boss, and I don't recognize that skag.
Her name is Peggy Gravel, but her stage name was Peggine Vagine.
Peggine Vagine, the world's first super vagina model? I didn't know she had a face. Wow, color me impressed.
Well, Peggy and her husband are here because they don't know how to communicate. She has kept her famous past a secret, or so she thinks. Here they come.
Welcome to Ecstasy Island. Want a towel, Mary?
I'm Bosley Gravel, and this is my wife, Peggy. We've recently survived a shipwreck and a hurricane, so I'd appreciate a cocktail as soon as possible, please.
Excuse me? I just almost drowned, and all you can offer me is a face towel? Is this towel even sanitary? Do you work for the cruise company? I'd like to file a complaint.
The first rule of Ecstasy Island is no bitching.
Well, if I can't complain, how can I let people know how I feel?
You're in a tropical paradise. Bitch at the palm trees, bitch at the sand, bitch at the air, but don't bitch at us.
Now, Peggy, these people are saving us from drowning and serving great blended drinks, so...
My bitching isn't relieved unless there is someone to hear it!
Mrs. Gravel, I'm Mr. O'Corny. Welcome to Ecstasy Island, where your ecstasies come true.
How do you know what my fantasies are?
Mrs. Gravel, I have a gift for you. A beautiful conch shell.
Please, I hate nature. Oh, it smells like semen. Oh, Oh, take it away, nature!
You will like this shell, Mrs. Gravel. This is a special shell. A bitching shell.
I beg your pardon!
Just whisper your complaints into the bitching shell. It will hear you in a way that no one has ever heard you before. Try it.
Okay. I hate the Supreme Court.
Now put it up to your ear.
I hate the Supreme Court. The shell heard me. How did it hear me? The shell heard me.
Now go up to the hotel. There's ridiculously matching tropical print clothes and an island buffet waiting for both of you.
I loathe to say it, but thank you, Mr. O'Corny.
Boss, was that a real magic shell?
No, Ernie. It's just a regular shell. She hears herself because she wants to be heard.
Thank you.
boss, boss, here come some more guests. They look like they're riding a hippo.
Yes, yes, of course. These are our very, very, very special guests. Francine, Cuddles, and Vicky the hippo.
Welcome to Ecstasy Island.
Cuddles, welcome. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, hey, Ernie, Mr. O'Carney.
Cuddles, you know these people?
Yes, Francine. Cuddles works for me. I'm Mr. O'Carney, and this is your real vacation.
My what? I don't understand.
Francine, your life has been surrounded by drama, like a soap opera on steroids. May a stay at Ecstasy Island offer you true peace and a respite from the drudgery and pain of everyday life.
That sounds lovely, Mr. O'Carney. I'm just glad to reach land.
Cuddles, please escort Francine over to the hotel, where she can find the complimentary island smoothie bar.
Ashante, Mr. O'Carney.
We'll be right back.
There's one more ecstasy to give out, Ernie.
To who? Me? Are my ecstasies going to come true?
No. No. I mean Vicky the hippo. Hippos have ecstasies too, you know. They can't see themselves in the mirror, but they do have dreams, Ernie.
Oh, well, what's Vicky's ecstasy?
I think Vicky's ecstasy is the toughest one of all. It's gonna take the most work. And you, Ernie, are going to have to help him learn to cha-cha without destroying things. Cha-cha later.
Just a word, and dance. Anyway, if there's anyone who could help you, it's me. I know what a dangerous dance the C-word can be. Now, I don't like to admit it, but I too have a dramatic backstory about the C-word. Mm-hmm. You see, I used to have a dangerous pair of hips, but I learned to control them. And that's what stopped me from killing every time I danced. Control. Now, I'm going to say the word, and I want you to try not to get excited. It's going to be pretty hard at first, but remember, control. Cha. 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 cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. By Jove, I think you've got it. See, Vicky, you too can overcome your fears. Now that you aren't too excited, I can teach you the basics of cha-cha. See, I said it and you didn't even get pressed. Well done, Mary. So you want cha-cha. Well, cha-cha costs. And here's where you're going to start paying in sweat. For the next week, you're going on a cha-cha diet. Nothing but cha-cha for you. And if you prove yourself, Vicky, I will let you dance in the finale of Jorge Puigdemont's latest film, The Road to Chachapulco, of which I also am the choreographer. Yes, I think Jorge will be very pleased when he sees I have a trained hippo to dance the cha-cha for his film's finale.
I've got a little problem, and I want you all to know. It started in Miami just a couple of weeks ago. I used to have a career on my mind, but now my career is all behind me. I'd rather cha-cha than eat.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I could cha-cha till I'm dead on my feet.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I could cha-cha everybody I meet.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'd rather cha-cha than eat. I'm late for work every day.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Cause the cha-cha every inch of the way.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I should worry if they're docking my pay.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'd rather cha-cha, it's gay. My life's a when I hear bongos, bongos my brain, I go insane. I'll do it any old place.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
And I'll cha-cha till I'm blue in the face.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Though I'm practically a public disgrace.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'd rather cha-cha than chit chat. A plate of steak doesn't matter. Just pass me a platter of Latin American meat. No meat, thanks, no. I'd rather cha-cha than eat. Who cares for Cupid? I think the Cupid's stupid. I've had my chance to try out romance. I'd rather dance. I'd rather wiggle my frame. Than do any other thing I can name. Nothing else exactly sets me aflame.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
I'd rather cha-cha than foxtrot. Forget that plate of old Bratton and play something Latin so I can start wiggling my seat. Too sweet. I'd rather cha-cha than waltz. Oh, yes. I'd rather cha-cha than polka. Ugh. I'd rather cha-cha than meringue. Isn't that something you eat? I don't eat, no. I just cha-cha all the time.
Thank you.
Bosom, why did you take me on a jungle walk? You know I hate nature.
Now, Peggy, remember what Mr. Corn said about bitching? Do it into the shell.
Oh, right. I hate nature.
Peggy, I'm sorry to say it, but I think we might be lost.
Lost? We were just walking to the hotel, which was just right up the path, but no, no, you wanted to take a shortcut.
Quiet on the shit. Quiet, quiet, quiet on my shit.
I think that they are filming something over there. Part the fronds, and let's peek.
Oh, it looks like a bunch of people pushing a boat up a hill.
I still hear a whispering, goddammit. Whoever is talking out there, just shut it, and because you are ruining the jungle room tone. I need silence for about a minute of jungle room tone, please. Okay, okay, we got about a minute of jungle room tone now, so let's move on to the genital close-ups.
Oh my god, it's Jorge Cuchulores.
Oh my god, it's Jorge Cuchulores!
What did you say?
What did you say? You know about Jorge Cuchulores?
Oh, Peggy Vagine, why do you think I married you?
Was it because of my recognizable vagina?
Yes.
So we could have been honest with each other this whole time?
Well, we could start now.
All right, quiet on the set, everyone. Please. This is scene 45 of Road to Chachapulco, directed by myself, Jorge Cuchulores. Have we got the genitalia stand-ins placed? So listen up, everyone. I need you to remember you are acting, but not with your faces. I need you to act from your crotch out. You heard smile with your eyes? Well, I want you to smile with your crotch. I want to see a lot of hip action and muscle isolations. This is a Porky Pigginette musical, and my genitalia close-ups need to sing. And ready, okay? All right, and roll camera and action. Okay, okay, now you're pushing a boat up a hill. You're pushing, keep pushing. Hey, use those kegglers. Try water, try clinching. All right, now isolate. Emote with your hoo-ha's and your ding-dongers. Come on. Ugh. Stop. Cut. Cut. Who approved these genital stand-ins? I said memorable genitalia. Mem-or-a-bowl. These are not memorable. You, I'm staring at your dong right now. And I already forgot what it looks like. And you, freckles. Get off my set. I have very low standards when it comes to production value, but I do ask for one thing. Memorable genitalia. It's what I'm known for. It's what I expect. Can anyone on this set find me some memorable genitalia?
Excuse me. I believe we can help you, Mr. Cuchulores.
What's that there? Who's in the bushes?
Hello, Jorge. It's me, Vagine.
Wait a second. Peggy Vagine? Is that really you?
Yes, Jorge. It's your little tight, close-up Vagine. Pagine, it's me!
Pagine, the world needs you. I need you. Please take off your shorts and be in this film immediately.
Oh, of course, Maestro. Of course!
Okay, camera crew, turn the iris towards this iris. But wait, I need a Schwanzer stand-in. I forgot if I had that forgettable pickle earlier.
Oh, Jorge! I think there might be a solution. You see, my husband, Bosley, here, well, he doesn't know it. He's so very humble. But he has always had very memorable genitalia.
Peggy, is this true? I have memorable genitalia? I only have shared Mr. Wizard's leave with you.
Mr. Wizard is truly unique. Do you want to show Mr. Wizard to Jorge, Bosley?
It's nothing, really.
Nothing. Really? Really. Nothing. Well, I beg to differ, Mr. Gravel. This is a very unique piece of genitalia you got here. Yeah, it's very photogenic. And lots of good angles on it. Folds. It just all hangs off your superior bonus structure. See how the light falls off of it? It's perfect. Okay, Mr. Wizard Sleeve. This is just what I needed to keep this Porky Pigginette boat afloat. You're hired. Okay, all right. Quiet on the set. Road to Chachapulco. Scene 45. Insert shot. Take 2. And action. And Peggy, clench. And Peggy, I need you to clench. couple more times and keep clenching, hold on to it, and smile with your crotch. Keep smiling, and Bosley, do, a helicopter move. Yeah, yeah, the invisible hula hoop. That's good, that's good. Yeah, just like that. And cut. That was perfect. I haven't nailed a close-up in the first take since,
The wrong key party!
Yeah, that's the one. Last time
the
I saw you, Peggy.
The wrong key party! The wrong
yeah, that's the one.
Key party!
Also, it's the last time I saw you, Peg. What happened?
Well, Bosley happened. You see, his talent, Mr. Wizard's sleeve, is huge. In fact, I knew all along we both had talent, but I was scared and selfish. I kept him hidden away and denied myself a life of ecstasy. I guess that's why I became hysterical.
The tragedy is that we both kind of knew the whole time. We were just too uptight to admit it.
Yes, you can't choose your talent, Bosley. Your talent chooses you, and your talent is Porky Pig in it.
We share the same talent, Peggy. I finally understand why we are soulmates.
Well, Peggy and Bosley, you are about to be the couple, the power couple of genital stand-ins. But before we have one more scene to do in this film, where's Ernie, the choreographer?
Hi, Jorge. Haven't seen you since the baths, Mary.
All right, Ernie, let's set up for the musical finale. How are we pushing this boat over the hill, Ernie?
Well, I've got a real stunner for you. We've been working all week on, get this, a singing, dancing hippo.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Introducing Vicky the Cha-Cha Hippo.
Oh my lord. Roll the camera quick.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha, doo-doo.
Cha-cha-cha.
Ek do, cha-cha-cha. Aise, bahut acha. Ek do, cha-cha-cha, doo-doo.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Ek kadam aage, cha-cha-cha. Ek kadam piche, cha-cha-cha. Ek kadam aage, cha-cha-cha. Ek kadam piche, cha-cha-cha. That's the way, I like it, Baboo. One, two, cha-cha-cha, let's do the cha-cha-cha, me and you, cha-cha-cha, doo-doo.
Cha-cha-cha,
wah, wah, cha-cha-cha, yahoo, cha-cha-cha, oh great, doo-doo.
Cha-cha-cha.
Kiri-tiki-tam, kiri-tiki-tay, tam-ki-tam, 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 oh God, Mr. Naidu. This is not the Bharatanatyam, this is the Cha-Cha-Cha!
Cha-cha-cha!
Honey, let's do the
cha
cha cha cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha
cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha cha.
Another round for my two favorite gals.
Ah, Shantae.
Yes, please. Cuddles, this is the best smoothie bar I've ever been to. I feel so relaxed. Finally.
Hey, you two. Do you mind if I change the channel on the Island Bar TV? That old Jorge Cuchulores film is practically over. The hippo pushed the steamboat over the hill. Now it's just the credits.
Sure, Babs, go ahead and change the channel. It was fun to watch The Road to Cha-Cha Poco.
Yes, it was very entertaining. Much less lurid than I thought it would be. It was, dare I say, artistic. After the first 10 minutes, I sort of forgot I was staring at singing genitalia.
Yes, and I just love Vicky the Hippo. One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, cha-cha-cha. And then she pushes the steamboat over the hill.
Cuddles, our hot stone massages are in 5 minutes. We gotta suck down these smoothies quick.
Oh, just take the smoothies with you to the hot stone massage. This is your ecstasy, Cuddles and Francine.
Ah, Shantae, a happy ending.
A happy ending indeed.
Wait, Babs, don't change the channel. It looks like the movie's not over yet. There's another scene. Here comes Vicky the Hippo. She's saying something. Vicky says, thanks for staying for the credits. Now here's a real hippo cha-cha reward. Now she's turning around and...
Cha-cha-cha. Salvador, Rosario.
cari olandesi. Danzolia marihuana, cha cha cha.
Marihuana,
marihuana,
marihuana, cha
cha. Salvador, Rosario, Dolandesi. Ciò che si ha, marihuana, cha cha cha.
Marihuana,
marihuana,
marihuana, cha cha. Marihuana,
marihuana,
marihuana, cha
cha. Salvador, Rosario, Dolandesi. Ciò che si ha, marihuana, cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha. You get a positive charge.
She was through with love.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Clap Tap, with girl groups and female artists from the 1960s. Here on Crayons to Perfume.
I sat down to watch the local
I'm looking silly trying to be cool. Oh,